welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
And coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. We actually have a studio audience.
A live studio audience. If you would like to be a member of the live studio audience, you can send a request to the Family Meeting at NWCZRadio.com.
That's right.
We'll send you out some tickets.
There's a drawing, so don't expect to just get tickets.
Yeah, not everybody that asks.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait outside like Price is Right for 3 hours,
and then not get to get in like we did.
Yeah, we'll be like, not you. Hey, that big titty one in the back, let her in.
John's the one that decides whether or not you come in or. You can give us a call or text us at 425-686-9552. We'll be taking live calls all hour long. Like John said, you can email us at thefamilymeeting at nwczradio.com. You can live tweet with us. Mine is JasonCurtis925.
Mine is KristaCurtis1.
And JohnCurtis316.
You enjoying that drink there? We're going to kick things off tonight with Follow the Lion and Down by the River right here on The Family Meeting on nwczradio.com. Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Follow the Lion with Down by the River. Like we said, hey, who wants to be a live member of the audience? Email us. John will pick out the big-tittied women. And nobody else gets in. Just wear shortcut shirts, and unless you're family, then we don't want to see that. But then you're let in for free.
You're just rambling now.
I am.
And we're letting him.
I know. Man, I'm so freaking tired. But I'm
don't keep just saying every time you start rambling like that and saying shit stupid down the rabbit hole, and we don't save you. Don't just go, oh man, I'm just really tired.
I'm always tired.
You always say you're tired. That's your excuse. That's your like, oh man, I'm just, it's not funny today, and I'm, God, I'm just so tired. I was funny this morning when I was awake.
No, that wasn't the case either.
So anyway.
Anyhow. So you got to do something nice for somebody at the DMV today.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was nice. It definitely wasn't nice for the DMV. Oh, well, it was. Okay. So I had to go get some trip permits for... And so my transaction at the DMV was going to take like 45 seconds. I would like some trip permits. Here's my credit card. And she hands them to me. So there's two people in line, not in line, two people at the counter, me and one other person in this DMV, and there's like a take a ticket. And I'm like, why is it take a ticket? There's only two people here. But we sat there for 45 minutes while these two people got transactions done. One guy was a cab driver, and he was changing his cab over from, I didn't even know this was a thing, but from not for hire to for hire.
That was a not for hire cab.
I don't know what I think
that's a car.
I think what it is like cab drivers that just do airport runs. Like they you can't hail them. Like you can't hail the cab.
Yeah.
Like it's a radio dispatched only. And this guy wants to be able to pick up prostitutes on the
side
of the street.
You're just making that shit up.
No, I mean, because some of them say
radio
dispatch only.
Who doesn't
want to
pick up a prostitute on the side of the street?
And some of them,
I don't.
Some of them say for hire. And so this guy speaks good. Like he knows the words of English, right? Like he says the words.
I was waiting for you to finish that sentence because it was not going to be proper English. He speaks good English.
He says the words very well, but they're just not the right words.
Or in the
right?
Proper order.
So this is like 40 minutes in, and I'm just sitting here. I'm frustrated. I'm pissed off, and I can just see how this is going. And the lady goes, "Well, we need your old license plates." He goes, "They're in my car." And I knew that he meant they're on his car, but he said, "They're in my car." And she goes, "Okay, well, we need them." He goes, "I need a key." And the lady goes, "Is your car, did you lock your keys in your car?" "No, I need a key to take them. And I go, he needs a screwdriver. And the guy looks at me and goes, yeah, one of those. So the lady goes over and she gets this bucket and she's like, "You need a flathead or Phillips." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, really? Like, you're going to ask him, like, he doesn't even know what a screwdriver is called."
What do you want her to say? Is it a plus or a minus?
So he's looking at her like he has no idea. I go, "Just give him both. He'll figure it out." And so finally she gives him both and he goes outside. And she didn't help anybody while he was out there getting his license plates off.
She didn't want to move off that screen on the computer.
And then... he came back with his license plates, and she gave him new ones. And he gave her the keys back. He gave her the screwdrivers back.
So did he need a Phillips head key or a flathead key?
So, well, both. Some of the bolts were flathead, some were. So it was a good thing I made him take both. Like, I worked there. I was like, "Yeah, just give him both. Here, we'll do this. And you go work counter number one." And
are now management at the DMV.
I think it would be a pay cut, I'm pretty sure.
So why those people are always so pissed.
And so the guy gets new license plates. He's like, "I need the keys back." And the lady was like, "You need the keys back? The screwdrivers! He needs the screwdrivers!" And, oh, God, it was just...
Who was the unintelligent one in that conversation? I think we're starting to figure that one out. The one that didn't know what keys were the second time around.
Yeah, it was...
Even waiting 45 minutes, that's... like half the time it took me to get my driver's license last time.
Well, when I went in,
but there was only two people. This was two transactions.
It was over an hour that I waited in line to get a number.
When I got my number, it was 848. And I know they have not helped 848 people today because it would have taken 3 weeks for that to happen. And I looked up and it was 845 and there was two people there, me and some other guy. And he was holding two tickets because when you pull the ticket, it doesn't break.
Oh, yeah.
You got to pull the ticket out and it's like 10 numbers there and you just got to
kind of pull out. It's like
so they'd actually helped 80 people, maybe. Yeah.
You guys can't see it out there, but John just looked like a magician pulling scars out of his sleeve or something.
Yeah, I felt like I was pulling tickets out of like a skee ball game after I had a really good one. It was just like tickets just kept coming. It was
waiting an hour to get your license renewed is different because if there's like 60 people in front of you, you don't feel bad waiting an hour. If there's two people in front of you, 45 minutes is freaking ridiculous.
No, I waited an hour to get a number to wait in line to get my driver's license.
Wow.
Now,
that must have been Federal Way.
It was Federal Way, yes.
I've always been quite the entrepreneur, and I learned this when I was like 17 years old.
You're going to rent out screwdrivers in front of the DMV tomorrow?
No, way better than that. Way better than
keys.
That.
Keys. He's going to rent out keys.
So what I would do is I would take my number, and I'd stand there. Somebody else would take a number, and then I would take like two numbers after that. So I would do my transaction. They call the next number. That's the guy that was behind me. Now I have two numbers for first place, first line, first row tickets.
You are not an entrepreneur.
John's
you're a
scalping
prick.
Tickets at the DMV.
And I would sell them. I'd sell them for $5 or $10 a ticket before I left. And people pay that shit. Someone that just walked in and you see him grabbing a ticket. Hey, man, I got this next ticket right here at $5. This is next in line. Look at the board.
What are you waiting for these guys behind 7-Eleven? Hey, buddy.
You don't have to. You don't have to. They're standing there at the ticket line.
You just have to wait next to the ticket machine.
So that doesn't look shady
at Mike's
at all.
Nodding like, hell yeah, I'd pay $10.
No, yeah, no, that's a look of, I'm doing that next time I go to the DMV. That is not a, that's a good idea.
So every time I went there,
good idea.
Every time I went there, it cost me like $40-$50 to get whatever I was getting done. And then I would make $20 on the way out. Just, and the DMV does not like it. So
no, hell no, they don't like it.
That's why you can't just turn around and be like, who wants next? That's why you go to the ticket line and, hey, buddy,
like you're in the pit on Wall Street. You're sitting there. You're selling ticket futures.
Are you saying John's like the next Martha Stewart?
Insider trading.
That's what I used to do. It works very well. Everybody pays. I've never had anybody stand at the ticket line with like pick their number. They're 40 numbers away and go, nah, I'm good. $5. I'll wait 3 hours. It doesn't happen.
Well, my birthday's in July, so waiting in that building for an hour and a half in the heat, and there's no air conditioning in the DMV because they don't necessarily want you to be comfortable or the bums would just kick it all day. It was miserable.
You draw this picture of these people sitting in the back room going, how can we make these people as miserable as possible?
If they're not doing that and it's just accidental, that is just shitty.
That's no, true, which is worse?
They have to do that. Like when you walk up to their window and they go, sorry, closed. I'm going to strangle somebody. Did that really happen?
There's no way that they can have 20 people in a building and they can all be accidentally making 50 other people miserable.
I just want to holler sometimes. Bitch, how can you take 3 lunches an hour? Every time you help somebody, you leave for 10 minutes. What are you doing?
They have the best break program at the DMV because seriously, that's what happened when I went down there. Is they would help you. And then they'd be gone for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the people sitting at the desk, like back behind the counter, that don't have anything on their desk. They don't have any papers. They don't have anything. Like they're just getting paid to sit there and watch you get mad.
Quit playing Minesweeper and get your ass out of here and call a number.
Hey, you guys.
And one of the 700 ones.
So the only one that was in my neighborhood that was close to me recently got closed down because they were fixing registrations. They were taking their neighbors and
I thought you meant they were actually doing something.
And they were actually,
they shut them down. They were doing work.
Well, they were actually reporting addresses incorrectly, and they were using some of the employees' addresses to register people so they would save money, which is illegal. You know, you have to report your real address.
You
right?
live in Tacoma, right?
Yeah. Well, good point. So now there are none in Tacoma.
You guys get to travel to be miserable.
Yes.
The guy that was right behind me in line, because I was doing my 45-second transaction, so I didn't hear all of this. But he walks up, and she goes, I need to see your ID. And he hands her his ID. And she goes, oh, you live in Auburn? He goes, yeah, but the car is registered in Olympia. And she goes, but you live in Auburn? He goes, yeah, but it stays in Olympia. And I was like, well,
I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
Yeah, you're like, that guy's waiting for more than just keys.
So up here, you have to go through admissions, and Olympia is a city where you don't have to do that.
Yeah, so is Camino Island, but not that I know.
They're doing away with that, you know.
I know they are, fuckers.
Any car after 2010 doesn't have to have emissions, and any diesel after 2007 doesn't have to have emissions.
Oh, well, that makes it better. Because my car, I highly doubt that my car would ever pass emissions. So if they made it up to 2010, my car's older than that, so I wouldn't have to worry about it. I mean, that's a trick Dad taught me years ago.
I think you're backwards, but
yeah, you are, because he said any car after 2010 doesn't need to have emissions.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, the old pieces of shit. No, those don't need emissions.
That's the way it is
now. They all run great.
Anything over 25 years doesn't need an doesn't need.
Yeah, but
emissions.
There's only four of those on the road. We're talking about 6 year old cars.
Only four. Well, yeah, my car's a long way away.
Did you honestly think your Honda Accord was 25 years old?
I knew my Accord wasn't.
Okay.
I've got other vehicles that are...
Your junkyard?
Yeah, my junkyard.
Yeah.
We kind of have a junkyard, too. Like, there's two cars broke down in our yard right now.
I'm driving one of my junkyard cars right now. I'm driving a car that's only running on four cylinders, and it's a five-cylinder car.
My junkyard car is just sitting there waiting for my lazy ass to clean it out, and then hopefully I'll get rid of it.
I'm just glad we don't just dump our cars at Mom and Dad's anymore, because their yard was a junkyard for a while.
But it's saving me money on my insurance to have the car, because I still get the multiple car discount.
That was always fun, having that having those extra cars around Mom and Dad's house. I remember shooting a bow and arrow through the... Because I wanted to know if it would go through the side door of a car. I just wanted to know. Who doesn't want to know that, right? In case some shit goes down, I want to know if I can kill somebody with my bow and arrow through a car. And I can. It's like, it goes in about 18 inches.
Dad used to have a broke down car lived in apartments.
So Dad was wondering why there was all these holes in the side of the door. I was using it for archery practice. I don't know. Like, sorry.
The car that was broke down in the apartments, John and I were only little. We were, like 8 and 10 or something, and the car didn't run. So
it was a 67 Impala.
So the apartments wouldn't tow it away. It had to be moved regularly. So when we weren't doing anything, when we were bored and we were playing, we would just go push the car around the parking lot.
Into different parking spots so that it,
We were little, though, so we'd have to get, like, 10 of our friends together and be like,
hey, heavy-ass car,
let's go push this car so it don't get towed.
If we were bored, 10 of our friends were bored, too. They were willing to push cars around.
That was back in the days when you could buy a car for $75.
Ah, the good old days.
Was that the end of your DMV experience?
Yeah, it sounded like it was the end of the segment after 5 seconds of dead air there.
Yeah, I thought Jason was getting ready to announce a song.
Well, I just wanted to give you guys a chance to speak up. We've got Christmas news on the way after Jairus and Nothing Like Seattle right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Mic check, 1-2, Mr. 1-2, what you gon' do? Doing it, baby. Now if you're anything like me, you need vitamin D, you could just ride with me and take a trip to Cali, but I think I love my gray skies, raindrops on my window up and way high. Mic check, 1-2. Come on.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jairus and Nothing Like Seattle.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Hello, everyone.
Nobody's going to call Zach out for busting a move at the end of that song.
I wasn't looking at Zach.
Okay. He was dancing. He was enjoying the song.
He's getting down there.
That's okay. That's what music's for.
That's right.
Dance all you want, buddy. So we're going to start with news from England because they are a lot more willing to publish their embarrassing stories lately. There hasn't been nearly as much embarrassing American news as there has been English news.
It's like Florida put a ban on actually reporting what's happening.
Florida fired like all media. Right. Like they were like, you cannot, anything that happens here, you can't talk about it.
Unless it's a fluff piece, we're not talking about anything.
They just
in Florida.
May have shipped a bunch of their people to England. I don't know. But
well, the dental program's about the same.
So an English bar was vandalized, and they discovered about $470 in damage to the bar when they came in to open one morning last week. They decided to investigate a little further and found a squirrel hiding out in the bar. They say the squirrel ran around breaking the glasses, and at one point they say he ran over the tap handles and got himself drunk, drinking the beer that flowed out. So he was like hanging from the taps, getting himself drunk. They said he was staggering around and moving slowly. But even though he was staggering around and moving slowly, they still had to chase him for over an hour before they finally caught him in a garbage can.
See, if they had guns in England.
They released him out the window, so don't worry. No squirrels were harmed in the making of this story.
I was thinking maybe you need to arrest the guy that said it was the squirrel that destroyed all those glasses and drank all that beer.
I love those videos you see every year after like Halloween where there's squirrels that are eating like rotting pumpkins, like they're fermenting pumpkins.
What the fuck are you watching?
And it's alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Fermenting pumpkins, same thing. It's just...
Yeah.
And so these squirrels get hella drunk and they try and crawl up the trees and their back feet will stay on the tree but their front feet fall off the tree so they're just like... they're like limboing there and you can walk right up to them and touch them and shit. The video, well, go to YouTube and look up drunk squirrels. Drunk squirrels are hella funny.
Only you would be YouTubing drunk squirrels, John.
And that's what I was thinking.
Like actively searching for drunk squirrels.
I understand once you find it, watching that video, but what the hell were you typing to where you found drunk squirrels?
Well, after I found the first one, I wanted to see more drunk squirrels.
Were you drunk too when you were Googling drunk squirrels?
That should be a t-shirt.
After my first drunk squirrel, I had to see more.
After I saw the first drunk squirrel, I wanted to see more.
Or you could put the quote that Dad had this week. A lot of times, chicken tastes like chicken. That was a profound statement by our father today.
That's prolific.
This week.
It's one of those moments when you just want to pat him on the head and go, oh, Papa.
Well, it kind of makes sense in context.
What, the sometimes chicken even tastes like chicken?
Yeah.
I've had chicken that doesn't taste like chicken, so I could see where he would go across with that.
From eating chicken to the other end, there's a new study that shows there's a connection between a baby's first poop and their future intelligence. It said that when doctors test the baby's very first poop, just the first one, they're able to predict intelligence by measuring the alcohol the mother consumed during pregnancy. The article says if they know a child is at risk, they can intervene early and reduce the effects on the child. This study particularly concerns me because a lot of people shouldn't have children, and those ones are just think they can just go get drunk and they'll just fix it later after the baby comes out.
Is that really a fix it later problem?
Well, it says on here if they know that the child's at risk, they can intervene and reduce the risk or reduce the effects.
That's a doctor saying that.
I know. So if they test the poop of the baby and it shows that the mom was an alcoholic, then they can try to fix it before the kid grows up too much.
Hearing that means they're taking the parent out of the equation.
Maybe when they say intervene, they're just like talking about like, we're going to get this child a helmet early. Like it's going to have...
Or get him loving parents.
It could be, but that's... If you have a baby and they start taking its poop like right off the bat... They're trying to see if you're an alcoholic.
Hey, don't be testing that shit over there.
Let me set down my bourbon. Get the hell away from my kid's shit.
I think intervening.
New moms everywhere are going to be like holding their kids, like putting the diapers on the download of the dad, like get rid of this somewhere.
Like it's contraband.
They're going to be buying poop on the black market. Test this one. He's going to be smart. This kid's going to Harvard.
It'll be like Divergent where the kids with the good poop go to one place and the kids with the bad poop go to another.
We just wrote a Hollywood blockbuster.
Don't steal my ideas.
I don't have any kids, but that poop is a bad one. That first poop.
That's you. How do you feel to be the one that tests it?
Right. Yeah.
It comes out like tar, like road tar. You got to. I mean, you got to wipe it off your baby with diesel fuel. I mean, it doesn't come off easy.
That's true.
Maybe I should test it with diesel fuel. Let's see if that's. That'd be a bad parent right
you
there.
You want to compare baby poop with diesel fuel?
No, I'm saying if they wash their baby with diesel fuel to get the shit off it, that's...
That's a bad parent. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you identified that.
I think that's been a bad parent for a long time before they started doing this study.
If you're dipping your kid in diesel fuel, bad parent. Dipping your kid in water, good parent.
Set the baby on a shovel and just dip it in the like dip it in the bucket.
Like it's the Salem witch trials.
It sounds like you're trying to bronze a baby.
Are you waterboarding that newborn?
You must have like a snow shovel. I don't think even a newborn would stand a regular shovel very well.
John's got like a little gardening hoe.
That's a little baby. That's a crack baby.
I was going to say, more than likely, bad shit.
If your baby fits on a garden hoe, then it came out too early and more than likely...
The shit's not going to be solid, no.
Have you ever seen a baby shit, Jason? It's not solid anyway.
No, but I was just talking about it's not going to be a... Never mind.
Okay. So, the days of washing dishes to pay for your meal are over, in case anyone thought that those days were actually here.
Yeah, in like the 40s, I think.
One woman in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, learned this the hard way when she couldn't afford to pay for her $26 seafood buffet last week. She said Jesus would provide for her, but he didn't have the cash. I don't believe Jesus deals in cash, so the woman ended up in jail for defrauding the restaurant. Just so everyone knows, that's what they call it when you try to dine and dash.
She wasn't even trying to dine and dash. She just said, look, Jesus is going to come back later with your $26. He's in here right now. I'm going to leave, but he'll be here later.
I'm going to run to Home Depot, and Jesus will be back.
She's hoping for Jesus for a lot of things.
Wow.
I'm showing a picture of her around the room for all of you listeners.
You know you ugly when all they show of your mugshot is from your eyes to your mouth.
Not even her mouth. It was like the bottom of her nose. and these Coke bottle glasses.
It's like that Who Did It game where they just showed like a little stripe of her face.
The reason she couldn't afford the $26 food
she couldn't afford a whole mugshot.
I think mugshots are free.
Oh, no, they cost you.
In the long run, they do.
They cost her $3 to $5, probably.
For a $26 meal. She's going to go to jail.
That
for
was a seafood buffet, okay?
Buffet.
Hey, you saw what she looked like. I guarantee that was a buffet. Yeah.
At least she was eating fish, right? Jesus and fish. He's trying to provide. He turned all the fishes, like grew the fishes into more fishes.
Grew more fishes? Is that what he it actually
He grew the
said?
Fishes into fishes.
And Jesus said, grow more fishies.
On the seventh day, he grew fishes into fishes.
What kind of tree do those grow on?
He made the feast out of bread and fish. Anyway.
I don't know. I know he turned that water into wine. I know that.
Yeah, you would know that part.
I was having a conversation with Mike earlier, and I've had this conversation with other people. They assume that we all drink on this show because of John. He's like, you don't drink? I'm like, no, I'm allergic to alcohol. But you... Okay. And it's John's so overpowering.
I must say I was a bit shocked, actually. But, you know, happy for you, too, though.
So your alcoholism is rubbing off on the rest of
only an image.
He's got enough cells, though, to last all of us a lifetime.
Well, your cleanness hasn't rubbed off yet.
No, it's not affecting anybody except for me. Having to be sober doing this show.
Okay, so there's a lot of apps out there, right, for your iPhones and stuff. Some are useful, some are just for fun. A man in Venice, California learned he had a useful one last week. Someone came into his home and stole his phone while there were people sleeping in like the next bedroom over. The thief apparently wasn't too familiar with the iPhone because he opened an app that immediately started recording video of him. He closed it down real quick, but the app on the phone emailed the owner to let him know somebody was taking a video on his phone. So the owner then viewed the video from his computer and gave it to the police.
Is that iThief?
It doesn't say the name of the app, which is odd because you'd think, well, maybe the app wouldn't pay for the advertisement.
Like, why would you have that app, though? Like, I have
that's somebody whose phone gets stolen a lot.
I have an app on my phone that when you open the app, it records me and then emails it to myself.
Maybe he's got...
Is that so you can remember what happened the night before?
Maybe he's got kids that he doesn't want making videos. they're hoping that by releasing the video that somebody will come forward and say that they know who this guy is. But
Well, and that's just shitty luck. Of all the apps to open on that phone, the guy opened the one that recorded him and called the cops.
It probably said, like, bank passwords. Bank password app.
If you
open
think
this for $1 million.
Where are the treasures hidden? Just a big X.
Well, he figured out it was a picture of his face because he closed it quickly. All it shows is like from the mouth up. It doesn't even show like the whole face.
Is that like the new mugshot?
Right.
Well, this guy took his own mugshot then. It wasn't flattering.
Maybe that's where that one woman's came from. Same app.
No woman took that picture of herself. Did not happen.
That was the worst selfie ever.
It was bad.
None of my friends could have that app because you'd be like, you'd be in a bar and you'd leave your phone on the counter.
It'd be nothing but
and
dick
then
pics.
you would just get emails of dick pics and assholes all night long. You just, why is my email full of buttholes and dick pics? I don't. When oh, you left your phone in the bar.
Your significant other's coming over to going, we need to talk.
I have one quick little thing here.
Okay.
So anybody who says New Yorkers aren't tough needs to hear this story. So a drunk man passed out on the train tracks and got run over by two train engines before the train could stop. He was uninjured and still drunk when they were able to move the first engine off of him and get him out of there. Guy passed out on the train tracks, didn't even get hurt.
I was going to say, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to move him off there because he'd be split in two.
Uninjured.
How in the hell do you get run over by two train engines?
Well, you know, because they put two engines on the train.
Oh, they're running back to back. I gotcha. Okay.
Sometimes they'll have to face different directions.
Hold on, Krista. Hold on.
I thought the guy
what
got run over.
What were you thinking? Yes,
I don't know.
No, I just wanted.
I don't know.
What were you picturing?
I was picturing one train ran him over, and then like at a later time, another train ran him over. I was like, that is.
And you didn't think the story would have said this guy got run over by two trains?
It's two train engines.
I just want to see what he thought.
When's the last time you saw the engine rolling around without any cars behind it?
Actually,
he's thinking.
It was a couple weeks ago at work.
On Hell on Wheels? Is that last time you saw it?
On the season premiere of Hell on Wheels last weekend. No, there was a train engine that went by my office the other day because we're right next to some train tracks, and it was just the engine. I know, obviously, it was going to pick up the rest of the cars, but...
Okay.
I have seen it.
Okay.
You don't see it very damn often. I'll give you that. All right. Is that it for your news?
That's it for today.
All right. We're going to get back into the music with Jake Tavil and Pleading right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Yeah. it right. The guilt, the pain, with no restraint. You finally realize it will never be
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jake Tavelle with Pleading. I'm just until the last second, and then we still got the beep.
I wonder if all of our listeners think that every song ends with a beep.
Every song starts and ends with a beep?
That's me turning off the air conditioner in here, because that's what we have to do for you people. We do that for you.
We've got seven people crammed in this little room, and it gets really freaking hot for the 10, 15, 20 minutes that we...
Except when we do the show in December, then it gets really, really cold.
Yeah.
Oh, because the furnace is like one of those you put in your garage that just blows like a torch flame. it's like a fucking tornado.
Making it sound like we got a garbage bin right in the middle, and we're like homeless people standing around to keep them warm.
That might be an exaggeration.
So is there can you picture somebody that when you drive by on the freeway, you just expect them to have a Budweiser between their legs? Can you picture that person in your head right now? So I was
I got you right here.
So I was driving home, and I came up behind this. I don't know if it was a Camaro or an IROC or
it was. Did it have T-tops?
It was multicolored.
Of course it was.
I think it was nine cars combined into one.
Could have been any one of those.
Doors were different and had a big fin on the back.
And he thought he was styling.
And so I pull up next to this guy, and he's wearing construction clothes just like I am. I don't know why he thought that I was a cop or something. But
because your car was all one color?
We both have our windows down, and he reaches over in his passenger seat, and I see the lid of a cooler come up, right? A big fucking cooler. This guy, he wasn't coming home from work. He looked like he was coming home from camping. It was a big-ass cooler. And he puts his arm in the cooler, and then he looks over to see what he's grabbing, and he sees me looking right at him because we're stopped in traffic. And then he just freezes and just leaves his arm in his cooler. And I was like,
because that's not conspicuous.
I was like, just pull your beer out, bro. I'm just, I don't know why.
Beer me.
Yeah. toss one over here. And he just stood there and looked at me. And then he waited till he drove off before he pulled his beer out. And I saw him drinking it down the road. I was driving next to that guy for 25 minutes. So
we saw this guy the other day on the freeway, and he looked like he might be mid stroke. He was leaning a foot forward on his seat. He had a cigarette in one hand. I don't know if it was even lit.
sounds like he finished already.
He was just staring straight ahead, and he was just bobbing there, he had no control over his own body.
And we slowed down and stared at this guy. Never moved, just forwards. I think Zach said his cigarette was unlit, and he was just holding it, he was just out.
So we decided we should get away from that guy,
or call the ambulance.
Well, we don't know for sure. Maybe the guy just wasn't paying attention.
I don't know what the guy in the Camaro Rock thought that thought would happen.
The Fire Rock?
The Camaro Rock. if you get pulled over and you have a 40-quart cooler in the passenger seat of your car, you think the cop could be like, "Hey, you might open that cooler up for me?"
and one hand already in it. So let me move my bong. Let me get over there.
It was special.
Camaro Rock.
I'm pretty sure it had a little bit of everything in it.
Well, you only know it's a Firebird if it's got the bird on the hood.
Yeah, I didn't have that. The hood was red, unlike any other piece of the car.
He was just doing it one piece at a time.
Some pieces of the car were actually just rust color. It wasn't even...
Yeah, red.
No. No.
Back in the olden days, that was actually a color people painted their car, John.
Back in the olden days.
No, it had texture to it.
A little flaky.
Was it the popcorn texture?
Oh, you got that rust flake? You got that rust flake paint? Oh, that's the new shit.
That's the high tier shit at Mako. The rust tiered.
Got that rust flake.
Rust. Oh. I thought you were going to say something. No, I wanted, I knew there was going to be a break right there in the music, and I wanted to hear it.
When I take a drink of my drink, you guys get fucking quiet.
Well, I thought Jason was going to say something because he made his noise.
Like, this is a radio show.
Good thing we have bed music.
Thanks, Big Mike.
Watching you drink is such a thing of beauty that when you go to take a drink, the rest of us just don't want to. We don't want to interrupt that.
Don't listen to that shit. I wasn't admiring you while you took your drink, but Jason went. Like he does before he says something. So I was waiting for the musical break.
You were going to say something.
Yeah, I saw a guy like two knuckles deep picking his nose on the way here.
Nice.
And it reminded me of the story. I saw this girl in the car next to me turned a full 90 degrees to look straight out her window so none of the other people in her car would see her just picking her nose.
I don't want these people to know.
I don't want these
but
three
you people out there. I don't give a shit about.
I don't want these three people to know. I'm going to show these 100 people.
Because she was like facing like a car wash. There was nothing over there to look at, but everybody in that car wash could see this chick just all up in her own nose. And I just want everyone out there to know, if you are in a car with someone and they are spun 90 degrees so their whole body is faced out the window, they're picking their nose.
And for those of you picking your nose, if I can see you, if you can see me, I can see you.
This just happened today. I was driving. Good thing I was in like a semi-truck, but it was still kind of, I was like swerving away from this thing. So this guy is driving, and all I see is his hand come out and start flicking into the air. I'm like, that's flicking boogers on my semi-truck. It's like, nasty little bastard. You ain't flicking nothing else. Everybody knows what you're flicking.
Maybe it was a cigarette.
There was no cigarette in his hand.
Then we would have heard about the fire.
Or he's flashing the motorcyclist, telling him to turn off his blinker.
Man, you have all the excuses in case you get caught flicking boogers on people.
Oh, I've learned them all.
He uses them at home. Becca doesn't always fall for him, but every now and then.
She's not that bright. She falls for it all the time.
She's not that bright.
She falls for you flashing the motorcycle signal in your living room?
Yes. That son of a bitch was coming right at me. I had to tell him.
Never going to your house again. Be sure to wear work boots when you go to Jason's house.
Between the toenails on the floor and the boogers, you don't want to walk on that carpet barefoot.
These guys are glad they didn't go to your house.
Well, it would have taken them the whole vacation.
Yeah, you almost would have made it to Canada then.
Well, they made a nice trip up by my house to go to a vending machine. They went up looking for a Pokemon store, and they get there, and it was just a vending machine. There was no store. No brick and mortar. Just a vending machine.
Well, at least they got to see some of beautiful
that is true.
Western Washington when it's all dry and looking like California.
And they got to see a lot of Seattle because the commute back, I would imagine, took them forever. And they got to see the same parts of Seattle for hours.
Hey, Mike, turn on purple.
Turn on purple? Oh, yeah. Let's see. You know what? I don't have them patched in. Give me a bit. Keep talking.
So I was going to call you out just now when you did your little breathing exercise there.
Yes.
And about how he sleeps, because it's really creepy. But he doesn't know, so I was going to be like, hey, Jason, act like you're sleeping. But
his mic's on.
Jason has like little mini orgasms while he sleeps, just like a little
whiny
bitch.
Don't be upset because you don't.
He'll be sleeping there and he'll just go. You're like, what is happening? You look over, you're just dead asleep. So, you were looking for the Pokemon store. Your mic's on.
Yeah.
And how'd you find that? How'd you know there was a Pokemon store there?
This poor guy.
It was Google.
Because I Googled it.
Oh, you Googled it, and Google didn't tell you that Google said it was a store?
Yeah.
And they were selling, like, four Pokemon?
Yeah, it looked really big. On the
what
pictures.
Was it, Google Maps had a really big picture of the vending machine?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Google Maps. Jason knows because he's like,
I've
been to that vending machine. The vending machine sucks. But it's right next to a Chick-fil-A, so I wasn't too upset.
No, the Chick-fil-A is about 15 minutes north of there.
I've never seen the Chick-fil-A. I've seen the Chick-fil-A in Tacoma. And every time I see one, it's a Sunday.
I know, right? I drove past the one in Linwood on Sunday, and I was like, son of a bitch, they're closed.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one that actually has parking. The one in Tacoma is in a shitty location. The one in Bellevue is in, like, the worst location. And then
The one in Tacoma is right next to a Best Buy.
Okay, because somebody told me that there's, like, no parking around there.
There's a Best Buy right there.
I'm glad you said somebody told you, because I thought you were just like touring the local Chick-fil-A's now that we have Chick-fil-A here.
He's on the Chick-fil-A tour bus.
See, on Tuesdays I go to the one in Tacoma. On Wednesdays I go to the one.
Isn't that Best Buy right
the
there,
Mike? The Tacoma's over by the, where the old bookstore is, right? Borders Books.
By the mall, right?
On 38th, yeah. And it's got no parking. It's horrible.
You gotta take the Chick-fil-A tour bus, Jason.
I do,
takes
you
right there.
Okay.
Does it look like one of the ducks in Seattle?
I don't know. I got Jason's face on it. It's on the side. He's the Chick-fil-A sponsor.
This is Jason's seat right there on the front.
I paid for that fucking seat. It's got a plaque on it.
It took me 500 Chick-fil-A sandwiches to get this seat.
Shit, for like the first 3 or 4 weeks that the one in Bellevue was open, I'd go there on Wednesdays because my drum lesson's right down the street. I'd have to park like a mile away and hike in, which was great because I could work off the sandwich.
It might take you a few trips to work off the sandwich.
I got to hike in to get a sandwich. like it's a paradise on Marinier.
It is. It's, you just get up there and you're just happy. Waffle fries and a Chick-fil-A.
I was actually just talking about the location.
Oh, okay. All right, we are going to get back into the music with Rusty Wright and Love's Gonna Treat You Right, right here on The Family Meeting on NWCCRadio.com.
Love is something that controls you, but you don't mind.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Rusty Wright and Love's Gonna Treat You Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if you know how we do our show here. We have like a production meeting between 5 and 6. Except for
sometimes
nobody,
it's between 5:55 and 6.
Except nobody ever shows up until about 5:55. And so we had about a 5-minute production meeting today before we start the show. And so usually we do our next segments. We line up what we're going to do during the songs. But Zach, he just talked about Pokemon. He said four words when I asked him about it. And then the song turned on, and we got a 4-minute lesson.
He's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Don't Google that, kids. Then you'll get something completely different. He has said more in the last 4 minutes and 27 seconds than he said in the 2 weeks he's been here.
I just got to put a microphone in front of him.
No, not even just Pokemon. Just waiting for him to go.
He schooled me real quick on that Pokemon.
That took about 30 seconds.
I still don't know any more than I knew before.
What was that?
Not that I knew at all. But
what were you saying? If Hello Kitty comes on the TV screen, you call that a Pokemon?
Oh, I think I still would. Anything that's close to anime and it looks like it's a plush creature, it's a Pokemon to me.
Now, a lot of people don't get that, but you have to speak John language because John will say random things. He'll just be like, that cheese, that white cheese. And then you just have to know what he's talking about and fill in the blanks. So when he's looking at Hello Kitty, he's calling it a Pokemon. You got to know that's Hello Kitty.
Because of what you guys are saying, right? I was just going to say, because of what you guys are saying, Zach is just sitting there shaking his head. He is so offended right now that you would refer to Hello Kitty as a Pokemon.
Is Hello Kitty like the female Pokemon? Is it like the...
Or is that the god of all Pokemon?
It's probably like a Digimon, actually. Yeah, you guys don't know that. Okay, never mind.
Is that a digital Pokemon?
Kind of. It's like a digital animal that can transform. And it's pretty cool. It's
Okay, for those that don't know, Zach is our nephew. And him and his sister, I don't know if she even wants her name said because she's hiding, staying the hell away from any microphone in the room. And they came up to visit.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend, James. I don't give a shit if he wants his name said or not. I'm throwing it out there. They are sitting here all quiet, not saying a thing. And then we mentioned Pokemon, and Zach just goes. And I was trying to figure out who the hell put the quarter in Zach, because honestly, that is the most I've heard it. That's the most animated and excited I've seen him since he got here, which I don't know what the hell that says about us and what we've been doing with him for the last 2 weeks. But
that's because when you're with him, we're dragging him around fucking art fairs and shit. I know I didn't like that when I was. I don't like it now.
That's why we are so different from each other, because that's the kind of shit I liked doing when I was a kid, going and seeing live music.
Well, this will make you happy. We watched the first Star Wars movie with them. They'd never seen it before. So that's what we did last night.
By first, you mean The New Hope, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that was the first one that yes. they've made. So.
And I didn't remember how slow that movie starts. I was looking at Haley and James. I just said her name anyway. So I was looking over there because it's like R2-D2 and 3CPO. They run around.
3CPO.
they run around for 45 minutes before any real action starts.
Yeah.
Before they leave.
And a lot of people forget that because they bitch about how slow the Phantom Menace was, which was supposed to be the actual first movie. And I'm like, yeah, the first one that you guys all love and rave about is really fucking slow, too.
Yeah, it is. And I went to, I snuck off and went to bed because it was pretty late. I was tired all day today, but I just snuck off and went to bed before the action even started. So I had to ask Zach today. I was like, did you even like that movie? Because it was in the hour in, it was pretty slow.
So what's
what do you rate it?
What would you rate it? Three Pokemon?
One Pokemon to five Pokemon.
Two and a half Pokemon.
Two and a half Pokemon.
It's Pokemon, actually.
Pokemon.
It's like...
All right.
Well, we're in the club.
We got the fist pump. That means...
That means it's time to wrap this up. How can people find out more about you, Johnny?
John Curtis 316 on Twitter.
And Krista?
I'm a Krista Curtis 1 on Twitter, Christa Curtis 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. You can email us.
What's your Pokemon Twitter?
It's at Zachary Curtis with two S's.
Oh, we'll get you one follower, I guarantee it.
All right,
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. We're going to finish things out tonight with Wasted Puppets and Black Tar Medicine right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.